Good morning, Rabbi. Lilu nishmasim imerasi rusbas Mordechai l'schus bini Akiva Simcha ben Feiga. Today was a very special day here in MDY. One of the stars, Akiva Solway, got an aliyah today, laying from the Torah. He's been with us since Brachas. He writes every single week in our HaMerkaz. He's been an inspiration for many, many adults. They see his asmada. He hasn't missed a day. His finger's on the place. If you look in the video, he's on the table. He sits 4 or 5 seats down from me every day. His finger looks in. He has good kashas. It's unbelievable. Rabbosai, I want to share with you a story that's one of the most emotional stories that I've come through here in MDY. We talk about bringing other people to Torah, giving other people the opportunity to learn, inspiring others to finish a Masechta. There's a very chashuv bachur from Esh HaTorah that's been with us a few times for Siyumim. His name is Evan Hendel. And Evan has a very good friend, Joshua Carr. And he spoke to him and convinced him to learn and take upon himself the Daf Yomi and learn Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Rabbosai, I'm telling you, it's worth watching this video, every word. Please don't talk during the video. A woman from New York, she did me a favor yesterday, last minute, and she put subtitles. He has an English accent, so I asked that there should be some subtitles. And this is Joshua Carr. And now, Rabbosai, pay attention to the video for a second. It'll be about 2 minutes.
I'd like to start off by thanking my good friend, Evan Hendel, from Yeshiva, who inspired me to start doing Daf Yomi. I first opened the Gemara when I was age 14 at school and absolutely hated it and never wanted to be in the lessons. I next touched the Gemara in January 2020 while studying at Leeds University, 4 years after leaving school. And when I found that, because the reason I started was because
I just want to preface that Evan, since a very young age, Joshua, since a very young age, maybe 3 years old, he's in and out of hospitals, had different conditions, and with that, keep on going.
I was surprised and very inspired that my dad had started doing Daf Yomi with his new friends here in Israel. So I said to Evan, I'll start Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which I actually done the majority of while sat in Shiva. Over the past year, we learn in Maseches Hasharim, the path of the just, that this world, Olam Hazeh, is just the corridor to the world to come. Obviously, I never wish death upon myself or upon anyone, but when someone passes, as Jews, people often say they're in a better place now to comfort friends and family. Before learning and understanding what the world to come was, I never really put one and two together and understood the spiritual meaning behind this. But after being in Yeshiva and doing more research, over the past few weeks, I've been asking such questions as, if Olam Haba is so spiritual and lofty, and you're closer to Hashem than ever, why didn't the doctors let me be in Shemayim with my grandparents and closer to our Creator? Recovering from surgery isn't fun. Why me, I often asked. From being so happy that I was released from ICU to being in a regular ward and then coming home, recovery isn't fun. You always want more. The same with anything in life. You have £100, you want £1,000. I'm home and I'm more thankful than ever to be here. As I've learnt, and I'm about to explain, it's about having gratitude for what we do have, and I have immense gratitude to Hashem to be with you all here today. The more mitzvot we do, the greater portion we have in the world to come. But we all are guaranteed a place in the world to come because we are all part of Hashem. And this made me realise why I'm so thankful to be alive, celebrating my first Siyum Masechta. The world to come isn't going anywhere. I do have a purpose in this world, and Hashem wants me to enjoy this world both through physicality and spiritually. What I mean is, may we all merit to enjoy life as much as we can. As the famous saying goes, you only live once, And as much as you can, you should serve Hashem by being a genuine, good, kind person, full of gratitude. To me, gratitude is what brings us all closer together. Gratitude has taught me a lot. It's not about what we don't have on our misfortunes or what we are unable to do. It's about what we do have and what we're blessed to be with.
Rabbi, imagine if Josh, didn't meet Evan and Evan didn't convince him to finish the Masechta. Joshua was nifter 2 days ago and he was buried yesterday in Ranana. I was a wreck when I heard this. Pashat a wreck. Evan is here with us today. He's sitting here right next to me. He came from Eshet Torah and he wants to say a word. It's unbelievable. Just 20 something days before he's nifter, he made his first and only seem on a Masechta. Evan, come. Please say a few words.
Josh was an incredibly special person. He had such an impact on everyone in yeshiva. And one of the most unbelievable special things was his genuine love for Torah. The day after he commit to learning 100 daf this year, basically in my honor, he ended up in the hospital. And after being sedated, he woke up 15 days late into Rosh Hashanah. And one of the first things he woke up saying was, how am I going to catch up on the daf? And he was incredibly, incredibly special. And I had no clue what I was doing when I sent him this year. I had no clue that he was going to commit to it and this was what was going to take off. And all of a sudden it became such a big thing for him and his family and everyone around him. And one of the lasting messages that he left us with was gratitude and gratitude for life. So one thing that I want to pass on is I'm incredibly thankful for the Chabura and Rav Eli for inspiring me to allow me the opportunity to pass it on to a friend, to allow him to accomplish one of the greatest spiritual accomplishments he'll probably ever have in his life. And thank you to everyone here, and thank you to Rav Eli, and one last thing to Josh, to Yeshua Aryeh Leib. I just want to say, I'm going to miss you, and I'm going to miss you a lot, and thank you for everything that you taught me.
All right, Rabbi, that's why it's very, very important to learn Torah whenever we can. Nobody knows. I mean, we always think death is by him, by that family over there. And we never know. Nobody knew. Nobody realized. You see him here talking at a Siyum. So Yishkaich Evan for giving him that gift. And now we'll try to learn. Lila Nishmasi will try to say his name every day. He's one of the Chabura. He learned every single daf with us of Rosh Hashanah. Yeshua Aryeh Leib HaKoyim Ben Yonatan Chaim B'Malka Esther. His neshama should have an aliyah. The Parnas HaKoyish V'Koylal is Chaim. Mesechtas Tanis is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families. Refuah Shleima for Miriam Esther Bas Dvaira. The Parnas HaKoyish, the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannah Zebzia and Crispin Benazari families and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Parnas HaChodesh. RL 97 Akiva Tepper for introducing me to Rebelli's Daf. Parnas HaChodesh Daniel and Cyril Cohen. I guess that's how you pronounce it, yeah? Cohen. Zuchus for Refuah Shleima for Gavriel Binyamin Ben Cyril Fruma. Matalia Lieberman, in memory of Moshe Mordechai Ben Dov Aryeh, Shimon and Chalhevet Soe. We got to come back into our Boisai in honor of our son Akiva's Bar Mitzvah, and in memory of Akiva's maternal grandmother Sarah Bas Peretz and paternal grandfather Mishulam Feivel Ben Shimon, Eli Baim and Shlomo Hamer, in honor of Atzadik Rav Akiva Solkowitz F94, Yartzad of Yitzchok Isaac Ben Yehuda Leib Hey Tavis. Oh, by Akiva Solkowitz, in honor of Neil Tepper, F84, and finishing Shas. You hear this? What's going on here? I didn't even realize. Eli Babe and Shlomo Hamer, they gave an honor to Akiva Solkowitz. And Akiva Solkowitz gave an honor of Neil Tepper, F84, and finishing Shas. Mazel Tov, I'm finishing Shas. Ezi Zweigenhaft, in honor of Benny, SI 43, Staten Island, I guess. Tzvi Fine, in honor of the 17th yardstick of my father, Chaim Shragi ben Tzvi Doiv. By Moshe Hirsch, Rufur Shlema for Shoshana Esther Bas, Masha Necha. Rabbi, I just want to say, well, going into something very, very positive, a little bit of rumbling behind the scenes. We all know about the tremendous chabura of the Hatzal guys, the MDY committee, they call themselves. Today, they're over 300 guys, 300 guys. And it's a tremendous honor to announce that this is the big surprise that I was talking about yesterday. To me, it's a surprise, and it's a big schus that they decided, that chever, that clique decided to do a universal siyum for all of Borough Park and Flatbush and invite everybody to the siyum. It's Shlomo Rand. A lot of it has to do with our own Yeshua Aaron Price, Mark Ashkenazi, guys behind the scene. But Bezer Hashem, it says here on the bottom that there will be a raffle for an art school shas for those who RSVP and prepay. We're not doing that here in Beit Shemesh, but it's a great idea. I like it. We'll give a berekis or something for the... We can't afford the stuff, these Atzala guys. Shas, if you... We're giving a shas if you bring 26 guys to the shir and you put it in there. Okay. Please join the Flatbush and Barber Park MDY family. Unbelievable. Mega Siyum. So look out for that. And now for some Torah. We are holding Rabbi Yisai Daf Chavavam Beis in middle of the very white lines. B'mai Komifligi. So, to remind everybody, we had a machloikis here yesterday on basically whatever your tefillah is on that day of a tainus, of a maimed, on Yom Kippur, whatever the tefillah is, it happens to be Yom Kippur has four tefillahs, it has Musaf and Ne'ilah together, and the other ones don't have. But whatever your tefillah is, where do you duchen? So we had Shitas Remeir, you duchen everywhere, every single tefillah, whether it's Mincha Ne'ilah, doesn't matter. Then we have Shitas Reb Yehuda, that only the first two, Shachar and Musaf, not Mincha Ne'ilah. And then we have Shitas Reb Yosi, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that we paskin like Reb Yosi, and that is, we don't duchen in one, by Mincha, but everywhere else we duchen. Says the Gemara, b'mai kamifikli, based on what is this machlokes? Remeir Sovar, kol yoyma taima maili parsi kahani yadayu b'minchasa. Why is it that during the weekday, we don't do Nesias Kapayim? Now, kol yoyma, by the way, means literally every day. Every day. So if you're a Sephardi, you do Nesias Kapayim, duchening, every day, even in Chutz La'aretz, I believe, that's what I was told. And in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, I think almost everybody does Nesias Kapayim every day in honor of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's Talmidim came here and they established they do Birkas Kehanim, and I don't think anybody argued on it, even, yeah? Up north, they don't. They didn't hear about the Gaon yet. Okay. Up north, they don't. I thought maybe Lubavitch wouldn't take it on, but I saw Avram Fried himself on Shabbos, the Shabbos, duchening. And I do wanted to ask. I wanted to ask him. I didn't see him go back and forth. Yivarecha called that thing. He said, I don't know if it's a minig of Lubavitch or not. I have no idea. First time I noticed. And again, I was looking. I was peeking. Fine.
Lubavitch does what the area does. Like they keep one day when they're in Israel, they keep 2 days in America. Whatever the minig of Makom is, that's what they do.
How about if they're in Panovich? Do they do that? I don't think so. It's not everywhere. Almost everywhere. Okay. Yeah. So says the Gemara. Remei Sava Kol Yoyma Time Amai. And I heard a Maisa. I heard that when Reb Shteiman flew to America that one time, he was makbit to daven only in a Sephardi shul so that he could hear Birkas Kehanim every day. Kol Yoyma Time Amai. Lo Yiparis Kehani Yadai B'Mechaz. Why don't you do duchening at Mincha Mishum Shichros Ha'idna? What does the idna mean? Right now, today. Today is a fast day. Like a shichrus, nobody's eating or drinking, so there's no concern. Therefore, you could duchen even a mincha, and certainly in the ila. Review the savar, but review the whole shachrus and musaf to call yom leishchiach shichrus. Hopefully, nobody gets drunk and goes to the kiddush club during musaf, and therefore there's no shichrus by shachrus and musaf. So there's no gzera mincha in the ila. They call yom leishchiach shichrus. I don't care about today. Yeah, today is a fast day. But what about yesterday? What about tomorrow? People are used to being drunk during the afternoon, so you got to get them used to not duchening by Mincha Gozer Barabanan. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha the Issa B'chol Yoyma Gozer Barabanan. Mincha that you have every day Gozer Barabanan. Ni'ila the Issa B'chol Yoyma Gozer Barabanan. Says Rabbi Yossi, and that's the final shita, there is duchening at Ni'ila. Why? Because it's not something that's common every day, and therefore there's no gzeira on something that's not common. Oh, Rabbi Yudam Rav, halachic you're a mayor. Says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, the halach is like the first shita, you duchen at every davening, not so fast. Rabbi Yehuda says the halach is not like that, but that's what the minig is, and it's a good minig. V'rav amar minig Rabbi Meir. So what's the difference between nohagu, the oilam, feared like that, they use them in or minhag kirei meir. Says the Gemara, man, don't halach kirei meir. So there's three different sayings here. If you hold that the halacha is like that, darshin lebe pirka, then the rabbi gets up before Yom Kippur or whatever it is, and he says, Rabbi, you have to do nesias kapayim every single one of these mincha and musaf. Be careful. Remember, don't listen to anybody that tells you not to. This is the halacha. Man, don't ma minhag midrash le darshinon. It's a good minog, it's a kosher minog, but the rabbi's not going to get up and talk about it in public. But if somebody comes over, hey rabbi, what should I do? Should I duchen? It's mincha, should I go ahead and duchen? I'm not going to say it in public. And finally, Ravu says, if you come to the rabbi and say, hey rabbi, should I duchen now mincha? He won't answer you. If the guy goes up there to duchen by mincha, you don't grab him by the neck and throw him out of it. Okay. V'rav Nachman Amar, halachik Rabbi Yossi, that you duchen everything besides mincha. The halachik Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara at the end of the day, that's the halachik. You see a little dollar there. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is mitzayin. Mitzayin in the Shulchan Aruch, that the halachik is like Rabbi Yossi. And that's what we do. V'oidno my time of parzik kani yadai b'milchaset tanisa. Why is it in our days, in those days when there was series of fasts, the Kohen does duchening by Tainus, given the Besag, the Shkia is a Chamak of Parsi. Since it's so close to Shkia, Kitfil is Ni'ila Damya. It's very similar to Ni'ila. Now, Rashi points out that they used to daven Mincha Gdoila, but if you daven Mincha Ktani, daven so close to Shkia, then you could duchen. Look at Taisus for a second, bottom Taisus. This is the reason why we don't duchen on Yom Kippur. You daven mincha when there's a lot, much time left to the day. But in other fast days, that is so close to the shkia, then you could do nesias kapayim. Says the Gemara, the kuli amam yeshikar also b'nesis kapayim. At the end of the day, if you're drunk, you can't duchen. Minani, mila, how do we know this? Amar Yishuv ben Levi, 5 lines from the bottom. Mishum bar kapara, lo manis b'chol parashas kohen mevarach. The parashas nazir. Why is the parasha of the kohen who benches the parashas nazir to the one who drinks, who's not allowed to drink wine? Lo malach. Man oz also b'yayin, af kohen mevarach also b'yayin. So too a kohen who benches the congregation is usher in why maskvelav with the Rebbe Zeiro of Amar Lo Yishai Bar Zav the iman ozer also b'chartzon. This is chartzon, Rabbi Yisai, the seeds of a grape. In case you don't know what they look like, not the grapes itself, but the after product, the seed. Avkoyim mevarach also b'chartzon. If a nozer is not allowed to eat these, snack on these, so too the koyin. You're comparing a koyin to a nozer. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kro l'sharsoi ulevarach b'shmoi. This is Misharis, somebody performs the Avodah, Ulevarech, and then the one who says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech, Ma, Misharis Muta B'Chartzon, Avkoyen, Mevarech Muta B'Chartzon. What? Ima, Misharis Balmum Loi, Avkoyen Mevarech Balmum Loi. So, but a guy that's doing the Avodah, he's not permitted. Yeah, so a guy who's Misharis, who does the Avodah, who's shechting a carbon, he's allowed to snack on these seeds. A nazir is not allowed to snack in the seeds. But if a guy, if you're comparing a masharis to mevarach, the guy that's bringing the carbon to the guy that's doing nesis kapayim, well, the guy that's doing the carbon can't be a balmum. So maybe if a guy's balmum, he's lame, he shouldn't be able to do duchen. Says Gemara, ha'iskash le'nazir, ha'iskash le'nazir, u'may chazim ha'iskash le'kula, iskash le'chumar. So the Gemara says, no, you do compare it to a Nazir. And a Nazir doesn't matter if he's a Baal Mum or not. A Nazir who's a Baal Mum, he's still a Nazir. So too, a guy that's duchening compared to a Nazir, and he can duchen. Usually when you have a Hekesh, you go to the extreme, you take it L'chumra. Why all of a sudden today are we going L'kula, giving him, letting him off the hook easy? Yeah, you could snack on Chartzanim. Why? Asmachtaninu midrabanon ulekula. At the end of the day, it's not a real Hekesh. It's only like a derabanan kind of learning from the Torah, and therefore anything derabanan we could go lekula. We learned in the Mishnah, Eloi Mahamadais, these are the different groups that represent Klai Yisrael. And then the next word in the Mishnah, what should the next word be? Eloi Mahamadais, it should start saying what a Maimed is, who they are, what they are. Instead, it says, Lefi Shenemar Tzavetz B'nei Yisrael. It starts going into the whole Torah instead of telling me an answer. Eilu Ma'amadais, what are the Ma'amadais? X, Y, Z. No. Tells me a pasuk. Michael Amar, what does it mean? Chachi Amar. Eilu Ma'amadais. Kama. Umatam Tikkun Ma'amadais. And now I'm going to explain to you why. What is this whole Ma'amadais? You can't just say Eilu Ma'amadais without explaining beforehand what it is. If you're in a Mishnah, we never saw the concept before Mishnais. We saw it in Gemara, but not in Mishnah. You have to be there and see the carbon. How could you do it? How can you bring a carbon tumah every single morning when you don't have millions of Jews standing there watching it? And therefore, they divide the Klai Yisrael into 24 groups. Akol mishmor mishmor hayamami bishulayim shel kohanim shel levim shel yisraelim. And each Mishmar had a Maimed, they stood there, the Kohanim, the Levim. We said yesterday maybe the Kohanim and Levim were part of the Avoida, part of the Maimed, Vishay Yisraelim, this is also Yisraelim and the Maimed. Igiyaz ma Mishmar la'alois. Kohanim and Levim, Oilim Yushalayim. Now, they have to perform. What? They had a kasha. I don't know. Maybe there was representation, just it wasn't organized. Maybe it wasn't organized in a 24 group thing. Here you have different people. Why should I live in Yerushalayim? I want to live up north. So they force you. They took people from these Ma'amadis and they forced them into Yerushalayim. From the 24 groups, they took representatives. They had to stay in Yerushalayim. He gives Ma'am Mishmal Alis, Kahanim Levim, Oilim Yerushalayim. Turn around. Esim Rabbah Mishmaris, Beretz Yisrael, Ushtem Yisrael, B'Yerichai. You have 24 in Eretz Yisrael plus 12 in Yerichai equals 36. Ushtem Yisrael, B'Yerichai, in Efishin Lutuva. We know it's 24, not 36. 36 is too high of a number. Elo, Shtem Esrei Mehem, B'Yerichai. Half of the 24 ended up in Yerichai. What's pshat? Igiz ma Mishmal Alis. Chatzi Mishmal Yoyelam Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. So, we're in a group. We represent Klal Yisrael. We're from Tzfat. So we start moving. It's our week, next week. So we start going towards Yerushalayim. V'chatzi Mishmal Yoyelam Yerichai. And half of the 24, half of the group, goes to Yerichai. Why? I guess Yerichai was a happening place. That's where all the manufacturing happened. That's where they produced the wine or whatever they needed. So the half the Olam stayed behind in Yerichai. They had to get things going. The lucky guys got to go to Yerushalayim and perform that Avodah. But it's all one group. We're all part of it. This guy does X, this guy does Y. And it's a team effort. Unbelievable. Big Yisoid, you want to look into it, think about it. But a carbon cannot exist without all of Klal Yisrael. You need the Kayan, you need the Levi, you need the Yisrael. If you don't have a Levi, it's no good. You don't have the Kayan, it's no good. You need representation from all three groups. Ma'akiv is a carbon. Some Rishonim learn it's not 100% Ma'akiv. It doesn't really mean Ma'akiv. Okay, just push a pshat, Ma'akiv. It's you throw out the carbon. Let's say you find out there's no Levi in the Beis HaMikdash, take the carbon, toss it into the garbage and start all over. B'masni satana, it says in the Brayza, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Koyhanim, Levim, Uklei Shir, Ma'akim is a carbon. It is, he's masking. You need Yisraelim also. He's not flipping, he's not exchanging. He's just adding. You need also musical instruments. Specifically, the flute, says Rashi, the Abu. Khalil, the flute. B'maikom, if what's a machlokes? Why would one say you don't need a flute, the other one says you do need a flute? Ma'ar sova ikka shira ba'peh. We have Levim, they do a phenomenal job. So, why are you smiling? You know, you're Levi, I see you like all excited. You ready? You ready for Beis HaMikdash? Why are you so serious?
It's a big job. We got Chayes.
It's a lot of geschmack.
But
you know, Levim are a lot less than Kohanim, you notice, right? No, I'm serious. There's a lot less in Shul, usually, yeah, in numbers. Yeah. No, so you're going to be there a lot more often than anybody else. Okay, get ready. And since you were in Miami Boys Choir and you ran a choir, you're going to have to run the whole Olam over there. So for you, it's serious. For him, it's easy. Fine. What? How many are there in the room? More. Oh, there's more than Kohanim. Wow. 10 Levim. Akiva, you don't count. You're not Bar Mitzvah. Sit down. Gary. Mar Sova, Ikashir Bapeh. Umar Sova, Ikashir Bakli. Okay, so how are we going to. There's a Machlaikas, and we had this Machlaikas right before. What's the most important part of the Shira? Is it the vocal or it's the instrument? That's the Shaila. You know how to play instruments? So you better start getting ready. There's a Sussman. Simcha Sussman. Got the voice and he got the guitar. Okay. So the actual mishmaros, this we learn here, it's hard to see it in the pasuk, but it says that the Kohanim are going to divide the portions besides that they already made up beforehand, mimkarav ala avais, the forefathers already made up groups. There's nothing to divide, it's already made up. Now, the Gemara goes like this. Very, very simple. Omarav Chama Bar Gurya Omarav. Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael Shmonim Shmaris. This is Rav Chama. And then the Gemara is going to argue on him for a second, and we're going to go back to him. First, Moshe Rabbeinu came along. It doesn't say in the Torah what. You saw over here, it doesn't say how many. It says basically we learn from maybe make Mishmaris, but it doesn't say how many. So Moshe decided, I'm going to make it eight. Eight. How? Shmonim Mishmaris, Arba Melazar, Arba Mitamar. There's only two Kohanim left. They are the fathers of the families. Four for Elazar, four for Itamar. Uba Shmuel, Ve'amidim Ashesh Esrei. Later generation, Shmuel Anabi comes along and increases the green line to 16. Okay. Ba David, Ve'amidim Alesar Ve'arba. So Rav Chama says there's three steps here. There's Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's Shmuel, and then there's David HaMelech finally, who increased it all the way up to 24 mishmaris. Great. Shenemar b'shnas harboim l'malchus David nidrushu v'yimotza v'hem gibori achayil v'yazir gilod. What do you see from this pasuk? You see that in this pasuk that David HaMelech was already alone. Shmuel was already nifter at this point. He increased it by himself. Meisvei Moshe tigin l'ni Yisrael shmoni mishmaris. Question. If you look over here, it says that Moshe did eight. But what's the next step? That's the same. But David and Shmuel, in one swooped motion, the two of them together went, increased it from 8 to 24. There's no middle Shmuel, according to this Brisa. Shenemar, hey, Mo Yisad, David Shmuel, Haroi Ben Munasam. Both of them, they were miyasid it. Says the Gemara, Achi Gomer, Miyasadis Shel David Ushmuel, Haramasi Yimudim, Alasim Arba. It's not that pshat that it went from 8 to 24 together. Together, Shmuel here and David here at two different times, together it became 24. Not that in one day. Over a period of time, the two of them together got it to 24. I don't know if it's a good time to say this because somebody told me you shouldn't. Well, that time that I forgot who it was, but the Bulls were playing and Michael Jordan scored a ton of points. And after the game, he scored, I think it was like 60 points. So the center, whoever it was, Bill Cartwright, he goes, Michael and I, we joined together to score 61 points. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so now together, Chas v'Shalom, together, that's what he meant, together. I was talking about together, what do you mean? You thought I meant individual, not together. At the end of the day, we both had 24. Okay. The answer is that we weren't going in who did it. They are. They're in the same generation. They live together. They live together. So you should know that it ended up 24. I'm just telling you the final thing. Look. No, Shmuel did it. No. We're going together. Yeah. Shmuel did 16 and David did to 24. Together, they got from 8 to 24. Right. No. It was... We know Moshe Rabbeinu. No, we know that. Time out. We know Moshe Rabbeinu did this. 8. How do we get to 24? You should know history. He had a big part of it. Over the years, maybe David would have. I don't know. But the bottom line, we know that Shmuel did 60 and he did 24. So it was a group effort. And you can go back to my mashal. You understand the mashal better now. So now we have a different problem. Over here it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Misakin 4 and 4. This right over here is the question. It says 8 and 8. 8 plus 8 is Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmoyne Melazar, Shmoyne Mitamar, Ukshrab, Nealazar, Abin Yitamar, Chokum, Vimidam, Alessim, Arba. Now, later on, he increased only Elazar, because Elazar was growing quicker than Yitamar. So he decided to increase Elazar to 16, leave Elazar at 8, and together we have a 24. Nothing to do with David HaMelech and Shlomo. Shnei Yitamar, Nealazar, Abin Yitamar, Shnei Yitamar, Mimine Yitamar, Yichalkum. Livnei Elazar Roshim Livei Sava Shisha Asar. It says, so look at this pasuk. It's not even a question. It says, for Elazar there was how many? 16. Vilivnei Yitamar Livnei Avaisam Shmaina. And for Yitamar there's 8. A total of 24. It's not even a question. Ve'oimer. Anytime the Gemara says this word, it brings up the following question. Why do you need Ve'oimer? One pasuk is always enough for us. We don't need 2, 3, 5. We get the point. One pasuk in the Torah is ironclad raya. I don't need more. So what does it say? It's not even such a strong raya over here. Vayomer, not as strong as the first pasuk. The first pasuk is mamish before 16 plus 8. Vayomer, base of he'echad, achuz le'elazar. And this means, by the way, it means you add one more. You had 8. You add another 8 to Elazar. V'achuz, achuz le'isamer. Almost the opposite of what you would maybe read if you... In other words, it remained for Yitamar. Yitamar remained. Yitamar was 8 to begin with. Achaz achaz remained. So I have another raya that Elazar doubled up. Yitamar remained. Why do I need another raya? Maybe just like Elazar was doubled up, so too was Yitamar doubled up. In other words, the only way Yitamar got to 8 was that Moshe Rabbeinu doubled them up from 4 to 8. Maybe that's how it happened. So I'm telling you, no. I'm telling you, it started out at 8 and it was always 8. Never was there a time in history when Itamar had 4 mishmaris only. That's all. Maybe the only way he grew to 8 was because he started at 4. Tashmano, Beisav Echad Achaz Le'Elazar. We didn't add anything to Yitamar, and Memela, that means he was always 8. At the end of the day, Rav Chaim Bar Gurya said what? That is 4 plus 4, right over here, Moshe only gave 8 total. Over here you see, Moshe Rabbeinu gave 16 total. Or at least 16 in the beginning. Rav Chaim Bar Gurya, Tanoihi. You're right. I give up. There's Tanaim here. Okay. You brought me a Tana that says 16. I'm going to go with the Tana that says 8. Torah Abanan. Arba Mishmarais Olu Min HaGoyla. Rabbi says, this is the story. Famous story. It's Kedai to say over maybe. There was a real Amaritz that had a big tzaddik in his house. And one night he wakes up and he hears crying coming out of the room of the tzaddik. So he knocks on the door. Rebbe, what's going on? He says, what do you mean what's going on? I'm doing Tikkun Chatzos. He says, what's Tikkun Chatzos? He explains to him, you sit on the floor, right about Chatzos and midnight, and you wear a sack, you put some ashes in your head, you cry about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and you want Mashiach. He says, Mashiach, what's Mashiach? Explains to him, he says, Mashiach is going to take all of Klal Yisrael and bring them up to Eretz Yisrael. He says, let me ask my wife. So he goes and he asks his wife, he comes flying back, he says, my wife said, we have a couple chickens, we have cows. We're not interested. We can't go there. So how are we going to schlep all this stuff? We need it over here. So he says to the guy, he says, but in this Kozakim over here, Kozaks, what are you going to do? They shepherd the Jews over there. It's going to be nice. So he goes back to his wife. And he says, let me ask my wife. He goes to his wife and he comes back. He says, my wife said, take all the Kozaks and we're staying over here. So you go there. As I stayed though. That's what it says over here. Tonar Abanon. Arba Mishmaris Olu Min HaGoyla. 4 out of the 24 came back up to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'lo yiratzu la'alos. The other guys didn't want to come. We're going to leave America. We have this business and this business. They don't want to come. Only 4 came. Says the Gemara, v'elohein, which are the 4? Yedaya, Charim, Pashchur. Rashi says, I don't know where this name came from. It's not in the list, the original list. Vimar, Vimer. Okay, so we have Yedaya, Charim, Pashchur, Vimer. Omdu Nevim Shebeneihem. So, they come back there to Yisrael. You're supposed to divide everything into 24 groups, and we only have 4 groups. What are we going to do? Omdu V'chalakum V'hemidum Al Esrim V'arba. They took the 4 and gave each one 6. We made 6 out of 1. So now we have a total of 24. 4 families instead of 24 families. 24. Boy side. We just turned to Daf Chavzayin on the base. Sponsored by Aaron Struk in honor of my parents Josh and Naomi Struk. And Lezeich Nishmas Arben Shimon HaKoyen. First Zerzai Chav Teva. Sponsored anonymously as a schos for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. And in case you weren't here by the emails, I got to tell you a beautiful, beautiful thing that happened. Well, you should watch it anyways because it's pretty emotional for me. I was a wreck yesterday for at least an hour. But I want to talk about this one more time because this is a tremendous thing happening within MDY. MDY is known for Achdus and all types of people and all the groups and all of this and all of that. And here is a real show of Achdus where the younger guys who, let's just say, maybe they can't stand the older chaver and the this, you know, the nerds, whatever. They do their own thing. They came together. They said, we want one siyum for Borough Park and Flatbush. We're not going to just do a Borough Park thing, not a Flatbush. And not just Hatzalah, not Hatzalah. Everybody, I'm a chod. So it's a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous show of Achdus. So please sign up. Now, another thing also, I want to mention that in the 5 towns, Binyamin Schwartz, again, is going out of his way. And he's doing a tremendous, tremendous thing. He reserved the whole Chinese restaurant. So please, if you're in the 5 towns, please look him up. Let's go. We can't get back in, though. We can't. We can go. We can't get back in. It's worth it. You go. I need a bit. They asked me to do the seam over here. Huh? Ah, Shalom Aleichem. What's your name, Tzadik? Ech? Eliyahu Mordechai. Shalom Aleichem. From where? Bet Shemesh, yefe. Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Anyways, you go to MDYCM, it is MDYCM.com, and register for both Borough Park and 5 towns and all the other. There's one in Austria again. Yeah, the guy we had last time in Austria, the same guy that did the big, big simcha, his first sim, he's doing another one. Austria sounds the best. All right, Zokta Gemara. Check it out. There's like 17, 18 places. Zokta Gemara. What do they do? Listen to this, Rabbi said, beautiful stuff. They made a raffle. And they put all 24 names into a box. What happened was, big Ruach HaKodesh happened there. Yedaya, he's not the first one of the 24. But from what was left and what the ones that came back to Eretz Yisrael, he was the number. Let's say he was. I didn't look at the list this time. I had the list, but let's say Yedaya is number 8, just for argument's sake, number 8. So Chasher, whatever the other names over here, they're number 10, 11, 12. So he's the first one in the list that came back to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he's 1. Nobody else 1 through 8 stayed in Bavel. So he's number 1. So he goes first. He sticks his hand into 24. What does he pick out? He picks out his name. He picks out his family's names. He doesn't pick out anybody else's family's names. It's Ruach HaKodesh. That's what happens here. He sticks his hand in 6 times in a row and he pulls out his cards, only his cards. Bo Charim, v'nata chelkoi v'chelik chaverov, sheish. Yeah, so something like this. This is real quick. Guy made fun of me on his podcast that I use word, and he was fine. He's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yedaya, he gets all his things right. Bacharim, the next one in line. V'nadol chalukah v'chalukah chaver sheish. V'chein pash v'chein imar. V'chein hisnu nevim shebeinim. Shavi lo yayariv. Roish mishmar soyle. Even if number 1 originally in Eretz Yisrael, yayariv, who decided to stay in Chutz Laretz. shows up one day, even if he shows up, he's Rosh Mishmar Zayla. Lo yidacha yidayim emkayma. Yidaya always is in the beginning. He's number one forever. Why? Because he made Aliyah and nobody else made Aliyah. Elo yidaya yikor v'yarev tafaloi. What happens? Just pay attention for a second. Very, very simple. I put it over here. Yidaya has six. But Yarev showed up. He wants to be part of... What do you know? He's going to America? But... He's Yayarev. He was number one. He wants to do perform that Vaida. We stick him in. What do? We take away one of Yedaya's Mishmaros. Now we condense six into five. And we give number six to Yayarev. Yes, understood? Avi, could you repeat? Nachamal. You have six Mishmaros. You take the six, you make them five. And number six becomes Yayarev. Somebody else comes in. We're going to have to start condensing again, going back until each family just gets one mishmar instead of six. Zog Gemara, V'Yisrael Shabbos Mishmar Miskansim Borei V'Koyim B'Mayas Severations. So, the Jews who represent, they start reading Bereishis Borei L'Kim Shemayim V'Saharet V'Yer V'Yavoyker Yom Sheni Yom Sheni Yom Shlishi. What's going on here? V'Nani immediately, first of all, Omer Yaakov Barach Omer Abasi L'Molim Amodis L'Yiskayim Shemayim Boreis. You should know that if not for the fact that these people represent Klal Yisrael, the world will be destroyed. Shenemar vayoymar. Avraham Avinu said, Hashem elikim b'ma eida ki yirushenu. Hashem, how do I know that your promise is going to be kept? Omar Avram. Omar Avram, Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avram is talking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Shem Yisrael choytim lefonecha. How am I guaranteed that forever, this promise is going to stay forever? What if they're really bad? At oyselem, kedar amavel, kedar aflog, maybe we wipe them out. Omar Le Lav, no way. Omar Lefar Ribbono Shel Olam. Hordeini Bamoy Rishenu. How am I going to Yarshin? How are they going to do Shuva? How is this going to happen? Omar Le Choli Eglo Mishuleshes Ve'ez Mishuleshes. In other words, take three animals of each through the carbon. This is how you do Shuva through the carbon. Now, says the Gemara, that's why I have my mother's. What's this my mother's business? What's going on here? Represent. But what are they doing? They're davening the whole time. And when they daven, they make sure that the carbon goes up, that it's a real, true carbon, that we do tshuva with it. No. So that's why, and what does that have to do with our sugya? That's why we say ma'isa bereishis. Think about it. That's why we say ma'isa bereishis. Because we are creating the world every day anew. Without these karbanas, world is destroyed. So they are being mekayim the world. They have to say ma'isa bereishis every day. This is going to be very scary. Rabbi Yisai, I advise you don't even listen to this. This is especially for me. What are you going to do? Say the karbanos. You're supposed to say karbanos before davening in the morning. If you say karbanos, it's as if you brought a karban. There was a yid in Yerushalayim, his name was Reb Naftali Greenbaum. He wanted to improve the Karbanos. You realize people don't really say it, they come to Shul. In my case, it should be Pesukah de Zimra, whatever, we're not going to go there. If you're here, you know, because I go on Zoom when everybody's davening, unfortunately, and they come in the last minute. But he said, he challenged Doylem. He says, I'm giving away 50,000 shekel, approximately $10,000 in those days. Anybody that can bring me a source, they don't have to say Karbanos in the morning. You don't have to think about it. So a guy ran into Rabbi Yashiv. He says, Rebbe, help me out. I need $10,000. Give me the source. So Yashiv told him, listen, I'm also always rushing through Karbanas. If you find the source, please come back and tell me. Says the Gemara, Ton Rabbonon, Anchi Mishmor, Yimispam al Karban Achim Shiskal Barotzer. Vanchi Mamim Miskansel is a Kenesses. So we have the group that's in Yerushalayim. So they stand there and they say, Rabbanu Shalom, bring up the carbon, accept the carbon. Anshi Maimed, what is Anshi Maimed? The guys outside of Yerushalayim, but they're also part of the group. Remember, this guy's in Yericho, this guy's in Miskanzel Beis HaKnesses, V'yoshrim, Arba, Taniyos. They sit in Shul and they fast. B'sheni B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi, B'Reviv, B'Chamishi. B'Sheni, why do they fast on Monday? Al Yordei Hayam. Because the second day of creation, it says about the water, right? Says the Gemara, "Beshlishi al holchamid baras." Why did they daven? They daven for the people traveling through the desert, as it says in the third day. Seraya Basha talks about the earth. Bervi al askro shloi tipol alatinoikas. That there's a disease called askro. It's a breathing disease. We daven for them. Says Rashi, very interesting, because in the fourth day it says yuma oiros, the lights. But if you take it, says it without a vav. Without a vav, it's me'eros, it's the curse. And what's the curse? Askro. Now, if you look over here, Nagoyz v'tziyunim, it says very interesting that the first Lashon Hara was between the moon and the sun. And that's why we daven this. On the first Lashon Hara, you hear this? The first Lashon Hara ever was on Wednesday, the fourth day of creation. Says the Gemara. Oh, where did I just take? They sit and they fast. We said this. No, sorry. That's what we're holding. Sorry. So you're right. Very interesting, Rashi. When was Adam created? On Shishi. But there's no fasting on Shishi. So we have to talk about Ubarais, pregnant women, nursing women, based on a pasuk Yishritzu Amayim, about fish. Okay, Ubarais shalei apilu minikas sheinikas. Okay, yeah, obviously, Ubarais shalei apilu minikas sheinikas b'neiem, that they should have enough milk and they shouldn't lose their pregnancy. Uberev Shabbos loyim misanim mipnei for the Shabbos, but on Friday there's no tainus because of Shabbos. Kavachom b'Shabbos hatsim. Certainly you don't fast on Shabbos. Why don't they fast on Sunday? Because of that new religion. Because it's 3 days after Adam Rishon was created, and on the third day, a person is weak, you don't fast on a Sunday, which is 3 days after he was created. Very interesting. A person gets a neshama yisera, extra neshama. Says Rashi, was Rashi? Says Rashi, the neshama yisera is for achila and shtia. If you ever wonder why every single Shabbos you gain 6 pounds, here it is. It's that neshama yisera helps you out. You always can pack it in. I don't know how, why it works. Neshama yisera. Now, since the neshama yisera leaves, now you're weak. So because you're weak, fine. Why dafka achila shtia? Reb Shimon Ben Pinchas explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Shabbos so that we should enjoy. And he says that that's why it's me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Olam haba obviously is pure ana. So to give us the ana that we understand is achila. So he gave us that extra achila that we should have. Me'ein olam haba. Okay, fine. Zog the Gemara. We're almost done. Right? No, over there. That's why he's weak. Shabbos vayinofash. What is vayinofash? And by the way, when do we say Shabbos vayinofash? Chassidim especially, they say it. And so we don't say v'shamru, but Chassidim say it by v'shamru on Friday night. Why don't we say vayinofash, which the Gemara says, kivin sheshabbos vay of the nefesh. It's a play on words that, oi, nebuch, we lost our neshama, so now we're weak. So Baal Shem Tov says that we say it in the beginning of Shabbos, not at the end of Shabbos, to tell us what are we about to have here and what we could lose if we don't focus in. We got to focus that we have in Hashem Yisrael, and we're supposed to benefit from it. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day, and Joshua's neshama should have an aliyah.